Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it has finally really been beautiful out there. Yesterday, great day. Today, tomorrow, I mean, the forecast finally doesn't really show much rain of any. So we are finally hitting some good weather, good times to be outside and enjoy just the spring, the weather, everything. It's great. It's, 70s. Next few days, drop on Tuesday, but then some more 70s. Doesn't look like chances of rain till late this next week. Ah, it's amazing. I'll tell you that the amount of rain days where we really weren't seeing the sun or doing much with it, oof, that was rough. You need it in the spring. You need some of that sunshine. You need some of that just warmth just to keep going. I mean, I'll tell you, the more people I talk to, the more like, oh, geez, I don't really want to do much. And then after yesterday, it was like, oh, all right, let's do some things. Let's get out there. Let's do this. So, good stuff. We're seeing that happening as we move forward. So, this is exciting, which means our gardens are getting ready. We are so close to the last possible frost in our areas. But you never know. I mean, hey, we just had basically 10 days of rain. You never know. I'm hoping we don't have any more frost, but it looks, just in general, the last frost date is usually in this area between May 20th and May 30th, the more north you get in New England. So we're close, right? We are getting there. It's just it's hard to wait, right? Because this is the time we're just like, all right, I just want to plant my garden. I just want to put my veggies out. And some of you might have and just said, nah, I'll take care of it. And that's great. But it's just, the true New Englanders, they sit there and they say, it could happen. I've seen snow in June. Let's hope we don't see snow in June. But you get the idea here. We are so close. It's just about that time to be putting all our veggies out in the garden. But what that does right now is that gives us time to make sure our garden is ready. get some of that compost delivered, get some new loom delivered, get those things that you want to use for the garden, your veggie garden, get those in now. So in about, 13 days, we can say, all right, it's official, we're good, we're in, let's go. So let's, keep that in mind, because it's almost go time, almost completely go time. You can kind of feel it in the air, obviously. It was hard to feel in the air with all that rain, but we've turned it around a bit. So I think we're on the right track, and I think we're just moving forward for spring. So let's hope that that continues so we can get out there, finish up some of the garden projects, putting, the veggies out there, getting lawns taken care of, getting, your plants planted, your annuals in the yard, right? I'm waiting. Last year, late in the year, I had put a couple mandevilla in a container and put it in a hanging basket right near the mailbox. We have a spot to put it. And I did it way too late, but it grew really well. And I was like, oh, man, if I had done that right on time, that could have taken over the whole area. Would have looked beautiful. So this year, I'm just waiting, and I'm going to head out and do that as soon as I can with the same idea, right? It's a little hanger on the back side of the mailbox, so it can just hang down, and then from there, maybe take over the pole, etc. It's an older wooden pole. Doesn't look great, right? Maybe it looks good. So, anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so we want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up first today?
Bill's in Drecken.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I had two forsythias that didn't bloom this spring.
Okay.
What could be the issue?
I'm wondering the same thing, because I have a big one in my yard. I had, I think, four blossoms, and now it's all leaves.
Yeah, it looks good. It's nice and green, but...
yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's great that it has the leaves, but that's not the point of why we put a forsythia in.
Right.
Anyways, a couple questions for you, because I know what I did. I messed up a bit. When did you prune it at all this year?
No, I didn't.
This past year? Okay.
No.
Let's see. Has anything changed in the area, sun-wise, anything along those lines?
No.
Okay. So I'm thinking what happened with your plant is, had a lot to do with our drought that happened this past season.
Okay.
Because it stressed out our plants, and last year it just didn't know what was going on and kind of just said, all right, need a little bit of safety. I'm not going to push as much effort into it this spring season. It was the drought really affected a lot of things. I actually had something almost similar happened to a PJM rhododendron that I have. I only got a couple blossoms, and I did nothing different than I did the year before, other than drought conditions. So my thought process on all of this is the drought really caused some other damage that we're not used to seeing. It was almost like there was some dieback on it during the time period of when it's trying to reset its blooms for the next season.
Yeah.
Right? So it feels as though, just based on, what I've seen and what I know, that the drought did some damage that way.
Okay.
What can we do going forward? What I would look at is, did you fertilize at all this season?
No, I haven't, no.
So my plan for mine is to, because I haven't fertilized either, just haven't had a chance to, but I am going to fertilize it this spring, and then I'm going to fertilize it again in the fall just at half the rate. But I'm going to do that because I know that if it goes, if we go through a second drought this year, next year's growth really might be affected, like, heavily. So I'm going to look at using something along the lines of Plant Tone from Espoma. Because what we're trying to do is build up some of its immunity, build up some of its, you know, strength going forward. Because right now, it's still catching up from last season.
Okay.
You know, a lot of our plants are, and I've noticed it with a lot of the flowering plants that I have. Like, they're just not doing what they should have. I'm waiting to see the rhododendrons in my yard. If they don't bloom too, I'm really going to be looking at it and saying the drought last year had a heavy issue with it.
Okay.
So I'd be looking at using Plant Tone, you know, in the next few days.
All right.
And then use it again in the fall.
Okay.
The other thing I would look at doing is if you think you need to prune it now so we're not waiting till later. Because it could cause some damage long term. Okay?
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you.
All right, Bill. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Bye bye. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we talked with Bill. I just wanted to finish up the thought process I have, right? Is I'm noticing it a lot, too, that some of my plants are just not blooming. And I think has a lot to do with, you know, the drought that we had last year. So fertilizing, honestly, is one of the most important things to do right now. Because our plants are going into this season already, you know, kind of thinking, all right, we're gonna go through a drought. I got to store this water. I got to do this, that, the other thing, right? And so they're not focusing on some of the things that they need to do. You know, they kind of need, you know, something to get them going. Something to get them ready for the next season. Because some of those plants that haven't blossomed or, you know, should have blossomed already just didn't do much. Like I said, I have forsythia that, you know, I pruned late in the season. I pruned it way too late. I was trying to clean up an area. I did it in the fall, you know, but I did it right as the drought had kind of, like, we'll call it ended. I needed to because it was just overgrown and taking over. There's too much space, right? So I wanted to clean it up. So that had a little bit to do with it, just the timing, the after effects, etc. But I also didn't fertilize it. It also went through one of the worst droughts that I've seen in a long time. And so I think that had a lot to do with it. And I think a lot of us are seeing some of our plants this year not do what they're supposed to. And in the fall, it was hard to say, all right, I'm going to fertilize these things, or these plants, if you will, because it's been such a slow, it's been like such a hard year. And we didn't do it. And I think that's affecting some of us. And I think, to be honest with you, even some of the fertilizer wouldn't have done as much to help these plants this upcoming season. I think a lot of our plants are just getting ready for a possibility of a new, you know, stressful season. So that's why they do this. So just keep that in mind. The other thing is, if you had some damage because of the drought, right? You know, the tips cut, the tips of your plants or some parts of it dying back, it really took away a lot of the energy if we didn't do anything to them, right? If we didn't prune anything, we didn't clean them up, we didn't do some of that maintenance, that could affect it as well. You know, for me, it happened two different plants so far this year. We have a PJM rhododendron on the side of the house that I got rid of a lot of dead in the fall on it, left a lot of good growth to it, but I think I had four blossoms on that one. The forsythia, I might have had like 10, and then all of a sudden all the leaves popped. So I'm nervous for the rest of my garden. They'll, you know, have a few things that I'd love to see at least flower, right? But I'm wondering if our plants are just like, I don't know if I can take another season like this. I'm just going to go to the next level, go to the next step versus, you know, trying to push out blossoms. So it'll be interesting to see this season all of our plants and see what they, you know, what they kind of do, right? Because some of it's unknown. They might look great right now, but not sure if it's taken, you know, if it's going to flower. So just some thoughts. It's a good point brought up by Bill. You know, I wasn't even thinking about it because I, you know, there's so many other things going on. But, you know, more I look at it, multiple things right now aren't doing great. Like I didn't have, you know, last season I did not have my Montauk daisies bloom at all. I'm wondering what's going to happen with them this year. They've really developed. Their leaves are back in full force. What's going to happen? Time will tell. Anyways, if you have questions, call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Your lawn destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA News Update. Two more horses died in the hours before Mage won the Kentucky Derby yesterday, increasing this week's death count at Churchill Downs to 7. Terror at a mall in Allen, Texas when gunshots rang out, 9 people dead, including the shooter. Here's Allen Police Chief Brian Harvey.
One of our officers was on an unrelated call at the outlet mall. He heard gunshots, went to the gunshots, engaged the suspect and neutralized the suspect.
Protests erupting in New York City after Jordan Neely, a homeless man, was choked to death by a Marine veteran who said he was just trying to hold him until police got there. Neely was reportedly trying to push people onto the subway tracks. Protesters crammed into subway stations and stood on the tracks in solidarity to demand change. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are just getting started for the day. It's about 6:30. The sun is already peeking out. Going to be a beautiful day. I mean, it's just going to be phenomenal. So I look forward to being able to get outside today and just enjoy, right? Just enjoy the weather, because we've just had a stretch of not so great weather. Makes us honestly forget about the fact that we had a drought last season. But, you know, still part of our thoughts for the growing season, so that we don't, you know, kind of just say, oh, well, you know what, it's fine now. You know, I noticed something yesterday in town here, and I'm in Chelmsford. I drove by a sign that said we were in phase one, or I can't remember the exact terminology here, which I had thought of that, for drought conditions. We're just in the first step of it. And I was like, thinking to myself, drought condition? What are we doing? And actually, I think more of what's happening is the fact that we're trying to be ahead of it. At least that's my hope. But it was interesting to see, because, you know, we're putting out signs that say, all right, we're in, you know, the first process of it, and telling us that in the town of Chelmsford, it wants us to water on odd days only. Now, I'm wondering if anybody's seen anything like that out in their area, because it was odd to me. My only thought would be to say maybe they are trying to get ahead of it, which would make a ton of sense, which I would think is kind of, you know, genius, right? To the point where it's saying, you know, we're not there. We have more water than we've had in a while, but let's not overdo it. So I'm hoping that's the case. I have to look into it a little bit more. But it kind of caught my eye as I was driving by yesterday. I kind of just saw it out of the corner of my eye and was like, say what? What is that? So it'd be interesting to see. I haven't had a chance to look it up. And again, they could have a full reason. But my thought process is I see a lot more water than I have seen in a while around our areas. So thinking it's a preemptive type strike. That's at least the hope for me. Anyways, we are beautiful day out there. Going to be in the 70s. So perfect day to get out there. You know, if you haven't mow the lawn, you know, up to you. And, you know, if you're doing that no mow May, we talked a little bit about it last week and some of the other thoughts on it, right? It was interesting. So last week I had read an article in one of my emails from, her name is Jessica Damiano, and her thought process on No Mow May was it might do more damage than good. And she followed up this week with her email with, you know, some of the remarks that she got, and the majority of them were actually saying they're not going to participate in No Mow May. So it's interesting, right? For me, up to you and what you want to do. And that was the whole point of the article that Jessica wrote. But it's interesting just to read some of the answers from people or some of their thoughts saying, nah, not doing it. You know, some of them were ticks are already an issue. It would be an infestation with Lyme or other tick-borne diseases at the end of May. Okay? Now, some of them said, you know what, I don't mow anyways. I've created an area with more natives, etc. So perfect. A couple even said, I didn't take it to the full extreme. I just left one area where I let it go. So it kind of just did its thing over there instead of taking over the whole area, which I think is a good happy medium between it, right? So it was just interesting to see because everything I hear, everybody is very pro No Mow May, and nobody has really brought up the downsides of it, right? And I don't... The downsides of the after of what you need to do, I haven't heard as often, or I haven't seen anybody kind of not speak out, because they're not speaking out against something, but they're just saying, hey, think about everything, right? That's kind of the idea. And we're 7 days into May. If you've done it, great. But that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, everybody needs to do it. We can look into it and get the thoughts, but I'm kind of in between now after reading some of the articles, some of the updates on it, because I know it's going to be a lot more work for us in the garden, and it could end up using a lot more chemical to take care of some of the issues that did happen because of it. Again, I'm not for it or against it in any way. I think it's a great idea because I think we need to look at something to help our pollinators and get our pollinators taken care of. But all that being said, we can't just look at it as 1 month and say we're going to take care of it and just in May. So, love to hear some thoughts on you guys out there of what you would do, you know, your thought process on it, because I think we've always just given positives about it of what it is. What else is out there? What else could we do? You know, and I've mentioned many times, I don't think it's just about the lawn right now. I think about it's about planting more of the plant material that is native to our area to get the pollinators to come and then stay. Right? That way, we're training our pollinators to come to our yards. You know, it's the same thing. Think about hummingbirds, right? Hummingbirds follow the same path, but they only come to an area that has left them food, or when they find food, they remember it and come back to it, right? So hummingbirds do that. And that's why hummingbird feeders the past couple weeks should have been out, so that as the hummingbirds move up our area, they stop by, they feed, and they remember. And then they move further north. And then on their way home, back to the southern regions, they stop by on their way back because they remember it. And that's what starts to bring the hummingbirds. It's kind of the same thing when it comes to our pollinators, right? Now, obviously, all the pollinators don't last year after year. But some of them, what they do is when they find an area that is full of their native pollinators, native plants, so they can pollinate, they start to stay in that area, and some overwinter in that area, coming back in the spring. So yes, leaving a lawn longer is going to help bring some of those pollinators. But if you have nothing there for them to pollinate, are they even going to be there at all? If you have nothing for them to pollinate, why would they come to your yard? So I think the two of these go hand in hand. It would be one thing to say, yeah, I'm going to do no mow May. But and have tons of pollinating plants in the yard. Perfect. But then to do no mow May. Say that like seven times fast. I'm sorry. It's one thing to do that, right? But not have a lot or much of anything for the pollinators to pollinate. So I think what we need to do is look at it as a bigger picture, right? I think we need to look at it and say, I'm going to plant some native plants that'll bring them. You don't have, you know, a lot of areas to do it, but you have one area in the back where you could fill in. You know, one of the bigger things to put for a pollinator native plant is a white pine. The eastern white pine. It's a native. That plant right there, once it's established, is going to give off and help bring more pollinators than just planting a few perennials or a few shrubs. Now, I'm not saying don't, you know, go plant pine trees everywhere. But if you realize the amount of pollen that comes off of a pine in the spring, how much more will come off of a pine tree versus some other native perennials? Think about it that way. What's going to give more to it? So these are the things that I want to be on the forefront when it comes to no mow May. This is not just about not mowing. You know, some will look at it, and it's obvious, they'll look at it and say, well, I don't have to mow in May. Perfect. The fact of the matter is that's not the point. The point is not to not mow because you just don't want to do it. The point is to help protect the pollinators. The biggest thing, like I said, planting native plants to the area you are in, right? You know, what could some of that be, right? So there's so many different things we could take a look at. You know, let's look at grasses and perennials, right? know, some of the natives in the area are some of the beach grasses, right? The dune grasses, those types of things. But I think what we need to look at is some of the plants, the shrubs that will give more to the area, right? An American holly, great one. Another one, white oak. We'll go over this and more as time permits, but just some thoughts on the No-Mow May and our pollinators in the area. So think about it. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Be back in a few.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced science-based solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Louise is in North Andover.
Louise, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, thank you. Love your show.
Thank you.
I do have a couple. You're welcome. I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
One is on what would be the most fragrant lilac that can take half a day of sun?
Okay. And what other questions do you have?
The other question is potted bulbs that you get for Mother's Day, when should they be planted?
Okay. So the ones that you got potted for Mother's Day, really the... You know, the idea is about the last week or so in May. I would say usually Memorial Day is the best, like, idea. If you want to put, like, a holiday to help you remember it, you know, around Memorial Day would be the time I put most of those out. The bigger reason is with those bulbs, a lot of them were forced or pushed through a little bit quicker, so they were at the right time to be blooming during that period.
Okay.
So I would say that you know, next couple weeks, you could actually start by bringing them outside during the day to get them used to some of the cooler weather at night.
Okay.
So I think, you know, you could try to start it earlier, but the rule of thumb, if you will, would be around Memorial Day.
Okay, good.
Now, as far as a strong scented lilac that can take some shade, one of my favorites, because it's a little bit smaller, it's a nicer look to it, is a Miss Kim lilac. Right.
Okay.
It will say that it needs full sun. I've seen it in areas that take part sun and like a filtered sun at some points and be okay.
Oh, that's good.
Another one that might be good for you And I've seen take a little bit of the, you know, partial shade is President Lincoln is a good one.
Okay. I'm writing these down.
Perfect. And then, you know, I think another one that's out there a lot of times that you'll see is a Beauty of Moscow.
Okay. Moscow.
Those couple, I think, would give you some good ideas. And again, you know, what time of day, I didn't ask this and I apologize, but what time of day is the sun coming through?
Afternoon.
Okay, so it starts, would you say like noon, or would you say?
Yeah, noon, yes.
Okay. So I think you'll be okay with those to get your, you know, going through there. But the, you know, the one of the ones to kind of look at and say, I think this is really the common lilac. The common lilac sometimes, because it hasn't been, you know, modified or, you know, I'm trying to, like, cloned, if you will. It's not cloned, but, like my words are not coming to me today, so I apologize.
Not,
but like,
not a hybrid?
Yeah, it's not a hybrid, right? Yeah.
Okay.
So that's, you know, we got to think of it that way, whereas the most, you know, natural is the common.
Oh, okay. It's called common lilac?
Common purple lilac.
Common purple. Okay.
And then, you know, one other one, just while I'm thinking about it, and I don't believe I mentioned it, would be Sensation Lilac.
Okay.
It's got a cool look to it, so it's got purple on the inside, and then the edges of the flower have a little bit of white.
Oh.
All right, so it's just kind of different. You don't see it as much. As you would see others, and it's perfect. It's really it's a great pollinator plant to have in the yard as well.
Great. And these would be available in the nurseries in our area?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh good. Oh,
definitely.
Great.
And this,
okay.
So you know, this would be the time to go to your nursery and get them, because if you wait too long, a lot of times when plants are not in bloom, some garden centers don't bring them in. Or they have less, because everybody wants them right now when they're in bloom.
Yep.
So everybody tries to get them. So get there sooner rather than later.
Okay. Wow. This is great information. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a great rest of your day.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Taking a break. We'll be back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.